Welcome back to Writing for Ministry. This is Lesson 5, Raising the Stakes. In this course so far, we have identified our audience, we've invited the partners from a wider conversation on our topic, and we've picked the form we want to use that we think is going to be the most effective. You might think that you're ready to plow forward with that great opening line and keep on moving until the very end. Not quite yet. We have to get one more thing clear in our mind before we start. We have to answer the question that every reader asks of everything they read. Why should I care? We need to raise the stakes. This doesn't mean that we need to sensationalize or make up a lie about how our topic is the most important in the world. That if people don't read and agree with us, then they're horrible people, or that the world is going to end. That's not the kind of writer, or for that matter, the kind of person we want to be. But if you aren't clear about why your topic is important, your reader isn't going to care either. And it can't be important in some big, general sense. I believe the church is important. But I've read a million things about the church. Why do I need to read one more? Or this is why so much academic writing you read, or maybe even you've written yourself, feels a bit boring. Because you don't feel there's anything at stake. Well, maybe your grade is at stake. But you know that the only person who is going to read what you're writing is your professor. And it's not really going to make a difference in the world. So this is going to make a lot more sense if we dive into the example that we're developing together. I know I go over this every week, but it's how we're going to get this ingrained in you. So here's my audience, which I'm trying to reach, and I've drawn a box around it. I've got my six smaller pictures. You might have them as just names of people. These are my conversation partners. And I've remembered to include a few that I disagree with. So we put a box around the whole thing, and on the top, we wrote what form our writing was going to take. Mine is an article for my denominational magazine. So at the top, I'm going to write article, and then I may add a couple notes about the length. So in this one, I added personal experience because I want an article that's going to draw from my personal experience. I'm going to say it's 1,500 words, and I just want to add a few little things that help me talk about the shape of my writing. And even though we've taken a couple weeks to develop this, once you get good at these, you're going to be able to draft up something like this pretty quickly. Now, on the left side, I want you to add the word in action. And on the right side, action. Inaction is what's going to happen if people don't do what you want them to do. Action is going to be what will result if they do what you want them to do. What, you ask? You have to try to get people to do something? For the most part, I would say yes. There are forms, like the novel or a history book, that aren't going to be as open and direct about what they want people to do, what they want their reader to do. But for the most part, your writing is going to be stronger if you're able to be clear on what action you want people to take. Even if it's to change their belief, this is what we call your point of view. The action I want people to take, and that's why we have this image here, the young people is my audience, not my topic. I want them to see themselves as part of the wider church, even if they don't identify with traditional church structure. So I've kind of written that out here. You can see now how we're starting to get a little more into the complexity of writing a piece. The importance of getting clear on this, on the action inaction from the beginning, is that once we're clear on this, everything we include in our writing will build towards this action point. And everything that doesn't build to this point will have to be left out. It might make its way into another piece, but for now, we're only going to focus on this. The inaction that will result is a little trickier, because you need to remember that inaction is for the intended audience, not as a result for the non-audience. In my scenario, it would be easy to believe that an inaction would be that church attendance would continue to drop because young people aren't going. But that is a result for the church. The inaction for the audience is that since people need an anchor for their lives, they'll find it in jobs, money, exercise, or some other system of belief. Inaction, then, is, and I'm going to write that on the other side, is disconnection or connected to things that are not stable. Okay, so is this going to be the best piece of writing ever? I don't know, maybe, but I've got a vision for where I want to go. I know that this is my initial structure. I know that there's going to be room once I start writing for things to develop and change as I write and edit. But I'm going to return to this graph, and that's going to be how I'm going to evaluate my writing once I have a draft down. I can ask these questions. Am I focusing on the action and the inaction for my audience? Now, obviously, as we start to get more and more complex in this process, the rules are not so hard and fast on this. But for now, try to stick to the guidelines I'm laying out here. And once you've mastered kind of my structure, and you've done this a couple times, you'll start to see and feel more comfortable where you can take liberties with deviating from the structure. Your assignment, then, is to add your action and inaction elements to your little diagram. Make sure that you are clear about what you want your readers to do and what might happen to them if they don't follow the course of action you are proposing. Next time, we're going to talk about how to start getting those words down on the page through free writing, mind maps, and letting go of your own editorial control. This can get a little scary, but it also can get a lot of fun. This is where you might be surprised by the connections that you start to discover. Let's write.